really, we gave a name to the strengths that we already have and to what's already here.
And that name is the BioHeartland. Christy Wright, president and CEO of Agrinovis Indiana, explains why companies are looking to start or relocate in central Indiana.
We have the only place in the world where plant, animal, and human health engage and anchor at the global level, across different sides of the value chain and also in the higher ed space as well. And we also know that Indiana, you can invent, make, and move discoveries in bioscience here.
She points to companies like Elanco and United Animal Health focusing on animal health, Corteva and Beck's Hybrids with their concentration on plant health, and Eli Lilly's attention on human health as those anchors. And of course, our university system, specifically IU and Purdue, helping provide the talent pipeline. Wright says when you hear Silicon Valley, you immediately know they're talking about the tech industry. And that's the hope here. Everyone should know that when you hear the BioHeartland, you know they're talking about agriculture and the life sciences.
We are the answer to the coasts when it comes to what we can do here in biosciences, and hopefully this helps us tell our story to the world.
Wright says this is a partnership between state, private, and philanthropic sectors who share the same goal to bring more opportunities to the Hoosier State. How will we know if this branding is a success?
Companies start to consider and put Indiana on the list without us having to go out and pursue them. We are known by the BioHeartland moniker. We have people wanting to, and companies wanting to come to Indiana to be part of the BioHeartland.
Indiana is famously a manufacturing powerhouse, ranking second in the nation for auto production. However, a 2024 study shows that the ag biosciences in Indiana directly rivals and marginally edges that auto industry, contributing just under $70 billion annually to the state's economy and nearly 150,000 jobs. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.